According to the Word of God, Jesus bore our sicknesses and our pains. Jesus bore your sicknesses for you. It could not be God's will for you to be sick with the sickness that Jesus has already suffered for you. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Every move that Jesus made and every word that he spoke was geared to destroy the works of Satan. Sickness and disease are works of Satan. Jesus could not be against sin without being against sickness and disease. Satan is the source of all three. My children, let no one deceive you and lead you astray. He who practices righteousness in purpose and thought and action is righteous, even as Jesus is righteous. He who commits sin is of Satan, the devil, for the devil himself sinned from the beginning. This is the reason the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy and completely bring to naught the works of the devil. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And again Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. And the Pharisees, who were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Is it lawful and right to do good or to do evil on the Sabbath, to save life or to take it?" But they held their peace. Looking around at them in anger and deeply grieved at the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Hold out your hand." He held it out, and his hand was completely restored and made whole. Jesus, the express image of God's will, never refused to heal anyone. Power was continually going forth from him to heal all. And there came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue. Falling down at the feet of Jesus, begged him to come to his house because his only daughter, about 12 years old, was dying. And Jesus went with Jairus. The people thronged him. And a woman who had suffered from an issue of blood for 12 years and had spent all her living upon physicians and could not get healed, came up behind him in the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stopped. Jesus turned and said, "Who touched me?" When everyone denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding around you and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I know that healing power has gone out from me." When the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell down at his feet, in the presence of all the people, she explained why she had touched him and how she was instantly healed. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." While he was yet speaking, a man came from the house of Jairus and said to him, "Your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Only believe, and she will be well." When he came to the house, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, James, and John, and the child's father and mother. All the people were weeping and mourning for her. Jesus said to them, "Do not weep, for she's not dead, but sleeping." He took her by the hand and said, "My child, arise." Her spirit returned at once, and she stood up And then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were amazed, and they glorified God.